flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And I'm going to go a 9-8 year. That's how I'll say it. So that's a disappointing season. Lions go 9-8. People
given
are
where they have been the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's my long-term prediction about the Lions. Let's go to Jimmy in Warren County. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing?
All's good.
First off, Kiki.
What's up?
You're my first favorite Giant.
Thank you, man.
And you're the reason why I'm a diehard Giants fan.
Love it. Appreciate you.
Let me tell you something, brothers. Thank you. Nobody who calls themselves a diehard Giants fan is going to root for the Philadelphia Eagles in anything. Especially since they've been getting over on us on and off the field for 25, 30 years.
That's getting not quite that long, but it's getting there.
There's a lot of stuff that went on. They jumped us in the draft. You know, they tanked the game so we didn't go to the playoffs. They're not rooting for us. And I'm going to leave you guys with one thing, and I hope Eagle fans are listening. The Giants have a trophy room. The Eagles have a trophy drawer, and that's not going to change. Kiki, thank you, man, for everything you did for this franchise.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Class and pride, you're a pro. Let's go.
Thank you, bud.
What Jimmy is asking you to say, even though he didn't do it, is he wants you to say to that young caller, I sound like a young man too, like
Lawrence.
In his 30s, Lawrence in OKC.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to say to Lawrence from OKC, the guy who said, I'm a diehard Giant fan, but I'm rooting for the Eagles. He wants you to say, Lawrence, you're dead to us.
You're dead to me. He's not, though. He seems like he's a young, good kid.
You're a nice guy.
I am a nice
Sean,
guy.
Sean, do you want a dead to us, Lawrence in OKC?
I actually don't. This is, goes against everything I say. He does seem like a nice guy. He's just lost in the world. And I think he just needs to come
That's
home.
That's what happens when your team sucks for as long as the Giants have stuck.
Yeah, it's true.
He's relocated. He needs to come home. If he came
home. Lost in the war in that regard. So he's not close to it. So he doesn't feel it, see it, listen to it every day.
He is too detached in Oklahoma City.
Even though
he's a lost cause.
Even though he is regularly on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah.
But you still don't feel it.
You don't feel it every day.
You can listen all the time. You don't feel those Phillies breathing down your neck.
That's true.
Billy is in Merrick. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Evan Tiki. How are you?
What's up?
All's good.
I got to call you guys out on one thing. I think news update breaking glass should only be for one thing today, and that should be for Pete Alonso signing. You can't have us Mets fans sitting on the edge of our seats and getting breaking of the glass.
You're right.
You know, Brady being a quarterback for the Raiders.
That's a good call.
You're right. I think you're spot on, and I'll give you an example on why I feel that way. Tiki and I are in a Mets text chat, and in said Mets text chat, they send a lot of articles, a lot of information. They just sent another John Heyman Scott Boras written article.
David, believe it.
And I almost want to ban it. Because listen to the headline of this article. This is just unbelievable. It's a joke to me. Might the Mets stage a big negotiating comeback and bring back Pete Alonso? They already pulled off one big pleasant surprise this winter. And it's a whole article regurgitating zero information, just repeating Scott Boras's lasting cry to get the Mets to re-sign Pete Alonso. So he should stop publishing out articles unless there's new information. And you're right. We shouldn't break the glass, especially on a day where Boomer Esiason is wearing a clock around his neck because he told us Pete's re-signing today. We should not break the glass until or if he re-signs.
40 minutes. You can break it at 5 when it doesn't happen, though.
Yes, because that'll be the breaking news of he was wrong. And the L goes around his neck. So that, yes, that'll be the time. But until then, we got to keep it for Pete Alonso actually re-signing. And I got a spoiler alert for you. He's not re-signing today.
Why? Because it's a Friday news dump and nobody would pay attention to it?
No, has nothing to do with that. I think
that's what the Cowboys did when they hired Brian Schottenheimer.
Right, but the Mets wouldn't want to be burying this news story. They'd be excited about it.
Of course you would.
I think the reason why it's not going to happen today, and if he does re-sign, which I'm hopeful about, but I'm not guaranteeing.
Hold on, let me think about this if I'm the Mets.
Yeah.
Wouldn't I want to do this on a weekend with no football? I guess the Knicks and Lakers is a big story, but this would kill it.
I don't think it matters. I think you're overthinking it. When did they announce or when did it come out they were signing Soto?
Sunday night.
On a Sunday night?
Sunday night. Yeah, but that was Sunday night going into Monday, so you knew it was going to talk. You were going to talk about it all day.
You think that was the reason?
I don't know.
Nah.
I'm just talking about from PR 101.
I don't think these baseball signings have anything to do with PR. I think it's literally when a deal gets done. Mm. And in the case of Alonso, this is a stare down, and it's going to be stare down into spring training. I'm just telling you right now, like, this isn't settled this weekend. It's probably not even going to be settled next week. I think this is something that goes into spring training. I've told you this for a while, my opinion on this. Like, when you get, and Boras has shown you that's his thing.
Yeah.
He takes it into spring training.
Yeah, Mets good PR would have been doing it last week with Amazing Day.
Of course. I suggested.
No, you're right. 100%.
Remember what I suggested? Pete Alonso show up. They take the thing off like he's a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble.
Also, let's not forget, though, that last weekend, they weren't talking. They didn't start talking again until Steve Cohen called him out.
Right.
Real. And said, look, I'm frustrated by these negotiations. It's more exhausting than Juan Soto. It's not fair, blah, 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 blah. Basically, we're moving on. We're going to sign other people, and it's more.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those that we sign, there's less room for Pete Alonso.
Right.
And that's when Pete got on a plane the next day, at least according to Evan, not this Evan,
Evan.
Studio a couple of days ago, and came back up here. Now, he still hasn't signed a deal yet. That was on Sunday. It is now Friday. And Boomer thinks it's happening in the next 38 minutes.
He also thought the Commanders would be the Admirals.
Mm. I mean, he was close.
He was very close.
I mean, that's
I'm reporting it's the Admirals.
Like, if you're out of nowhere, you have no idea about anything. Was it down to a certain few?
I don't remember.
I don't think so. But so if you say, I think it's the Admirals, and it's actually the Commanders, that's actually kind of close.
You know what you should do as the other former athlete on our radio station?
What's that?
Even though no one's going to care, it'll just be funny. I think you should just report what the Utah Hockey Club's name is going to be. Because they're down to like three names now.
Yeah.
You know what three names they're down to?
I know one is the Yetis.
No, they won't use it because apparently it's got like a trademark issue.
Mm.
So it's the Utah Hockey Club.
Yeti, yeti, yeti.
It's the Utah Mammoth. And it's the Utah Wasatch. Wasatch?
The hell's a Wasatch?
Wasatch.
Wasatch.
You want to report what the Utah Hockey Club's going to be? I'm reporting it's the Mammoth.
It's the Utah Hockey Club is going to be the Utah Hockey Club.
And you're reporting that?
I'm reporting that.
Wow. No! You can't do that unless there's Pete news.
No, there's Met news.
Oh, there's Met news? Is it Pete news, though? A caller just said, and we agreed, before you give any news, a caller just said, we can't break glass, and I agreed with him, unless there's Alonzo news.
Well, good news for the caller is he doesn't run the show. The Mets.
Unbelievable.
John Heyman has a Mets signing.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
I don't believe you.
They've signed infielder Nick Madrigal.
What?
See, give him the L for that. You cannot break the glass
for
Nick Madrigal.
No.
Good little player.
Stop
the
it.
Mets Good have signed player. An infielder.
No.
John Heyman's reported it.
No.
And you know why we have to do these kind of things with these Mets signings?
The
No. You don't get... I'm overruling everybody with the L.
Nick Madrigal?
Because you know what you do, Evan?
What?
You sit there during the show and your little Met chat would have popped that up and you would have been the first one to go, you see the Mets signing? Tommy, break
on
the glass.
On the air, I'm going to break glass from Nick Madrigal?
Yes, you would have.
Tiki, I would not.
No, you probably wouldn't have.
Thank you. But, get in here and put your stupid L on for 5 minutes.
No, I'm denying the L. Denying the L, because you would have, Tommy.
Time out. The rule of the L is that it needs to be unanimous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, I think he should wear an L. Tiki, do you think he should wear an L?
He should wear it for 5 minutes.
I agree, 5 minutes. Tommy, would you agree a 5-minute L warning for Sean Moraz for breaking glass for the Mets signing? I wouldn't have even broken it down on the Rico, dummy.
No.
I would have.
I'm going to play inside baseball here.
No, inside baseball. We're talking to Tommy now.
This is BS.
You're done. Tommy. Should he wear the L for 5 minutes?
Here's the problem that I'm looking at here. If Sean has to wear it, then I have to wear it.
Oh.
Because I hit the glass, and I knew about the news.
That's a good point.
Nick Madrigal.
Okay, you guys...
So, if he wears it for 5, I will... whatever time you give him,
You guys have a delayed penalty. I'll reduce it to 2.5 minutes, but it's got to be next week when we get the multiple L's.
All right, fine. I agree with that.
Done. End of the week, you guys are getting 2.5 minutes.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to tell you right now, Evan. Yeah. If you don't want these little Mets signings...
I don't want these Mets. I'm going to make it clear. Then, no more little Mets signings.
Okay, then that's fine. Then you need to do something for us.
What do I have to do for you?
You need to put your phone in another room during the show because your Met chat ruins all of these moments on the show.
Okay, fair enough. Done.
What did they sign him for? $1 million?
2 years, 19 mil.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
2 years, 19 million?
Yes, with There's a club no option chance. For year 3.
No, they didn't.
I have no idea what the deal is.
Just make stuff up. He has broken every rule of breaking news on Sports Talk Radio. He's breaking glass right after we all agreed. No glass unless it's Alonzo news.
By the way, it's 2 years and 19 mil, so it's like $9.5 million a year.
It's not, Tiki.
But I'm just saying, if it was that, that means there's now less money again for Pete Alonzo.
Bro.
Right. Now, the fact that he's going to make $1 million, who cares?
Okay,
Nick Madrigal is this middle infielder who's bounced around baseball. But he's not even going to get paid anything.
Yeah, but he's 27 years old.
Former top prospect.
Now, Evan, if you were doing the right thing in the power chair, the question would not be about Pete. It would be, are they out on Jose Iglesias now?
I don't think. Was it a guaranteed contract? I'm not giving a guarantee. I would give him a spring training invite at this point.
All right, then promise me this.
Unless you're not doing you have that news, don't break into it.
You just wasted five minutes of our time.
We could have been playing commercials and getting back. Instead, we're dealing with this inane conversation.
I better not see a Rico.
Tommy, can you put
this
guy back at home for a couple of days? I feel like if he was at home, this wouldn't have been an issue. The Rico Brogna is far different than this show. Like, the Rico, I'm going to do a rewatch from an opening day game in 1985. We're doing a sports talk radio show.
I'm a loser.
And you're interrupting us with Nick Madrigal. 98% of the audience has never heard of Nick Madrigal. In fact, you've never heard of Nick Madrigal.
That's not true.
Tiki, have you heard of Nick Madrigal?
Yeah. He broke his wrist this year.
3 minutes ago.
Yeah, right, before you went down all the what's it called? The Tiki rabbit hole. All right, anyhow, I want to apologize to the audience. There will be no more breaking glass until there's real, actual breaking news. That was a mistake. I think they'll admit they'll made a mistake at some other point, but that was a huge mistake, and we apologize.